Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We are thankful you're able to join us again this morning, and we've been praying the Lord would bless the message. Now, the theme of this month's messages will be about the family and are a very needed topic for today. Now, the first message will mainly be focused on the relationship between parent and child. So if you have children or plan on having children, this will be a great message for you to stop whatever you're doing and take a few minutes and listen closely. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to bring a message entitled, Like Father, Like Son. Or maybe we could say, Like Mother, Like Daughter. What could make a father or a mother more proud? Does a father really have that much influence over his son or his daughters? Does a mother really have that much influence over her sons or her daughters? King Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, evidently thought so, for he wrote these words in Proverbs 23 in verse number 26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Notice this little poem. To get his goodnight kiss, he stood beside my chair one night and raised an eager face to me, a face with love alight. And as I gathered in my arms the son God gave to me, I thanked the lad for being good and hoped he'd always be. His little arms crept round about my neck, and I heard him say four simple words I cannot forget, four words that made me pray. They turned a mirror on my soul, on secrets no one knew. They startled me. I hear them yet. He said, I'll be like you. Well, this is an amazing thing, that our children will be like us. It is true that some children are different from their parents. Actually, every child is different from their parents, but every child has the heart to please their own parents. I think that is something that's forgotten in this world in which we live. In this world, we see a lot of families that are distraught, a lot of families that are absolutely, totally destroyed. But that's not the way that God wanted it to be. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 23 and verse 26. As we read again what Solomon said, he said, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. We'd like to think on the subject of like father, like son in three different ways. First of all, we'd like to think about the relationship. That is, when Solomon said, my son. Then, secondly, we'd like to think about the request that Solomon made. He said, give me thine heart. And then thirdly, we'd like to think about the recommendation that Solomon made to his son. He said, let thine eyes observe my ways. The importance of the relationship of father, son, mother, daughter, or you might say mother and father to their own children, is very critical in this world in which we live. It always has been. If a father desires to influence his children in the right way, he must show the utmost respect for the parent-child relationship. A helpful suggestion is simply to remember that children are a heritage of the Lord. This is what Psalms 127 verse 3 states. Perhaps the most difficult problems in this area is the inability of parents to accept an overview of child care, or that the properly raised child will take less and less supervision as they grow, and that child then accepts greater and greater responsibility for their own actions. The reality that the parent-child relationship lasts for a very long time. It never ends As long as that child lives, as long as the parent lives, that relationship continues. It changes, that's true, but the relationship never does end. As a child grows up, then the child is able to take more and more responsibility upon themselves. And the parent then can take less responsibility. The parent only takes the less responsibility as a child is able to handle greater responsibility. You see, there is total dependency at first when the child is a baby. But as the child grows up physically, the child grows up mentally, and the child grows up emotionally, the child becomes more and more able to make decisions on its own. The parent sometimes grows more and more dependent as they reach old age and the roles of parent-child are reversed. Few parents have any problem respecting their relationship with an infant child. Picture, for example, the father who proudly displays his new son and the mother holding her baby snugly. As the child grows, however, the demands of discipline and the demands of training soon become overwhelming, causing some parents to forget the importance of the relationship. I'm always impressed when I read Proverbs chapter number 4 and verse 3 and verse 4, which state this, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live." King David respected the parent-child relationship so much that his son Solomon could then write in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 3 and verse 4, "I was my father's son." The Bible said in verse number 4, "He taught me also." You know, if a parent fully respects the relationship of his child, as did King David, the parent will also want to fulfill his responsibility to his child. In Isaiah 38, verse 19, the Bible states, "The father to the children shall make known thy truth." This verse makes three clear statements. The father is to be the teacher in the family. The children are to be taught. Thy truth indicates what the parent is supposed to be teaching. God's inspired word is to be the textbook. For John 17, verse 17 states, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Yet the usual response of some parents when confronted with Ephesians 6 and verse 4 is, "I don't want to force them to do anything at all." You know, Ephesians 6 and verse 4 states, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Parents should not ever say, "I don't believe in forcing religion on my child," when God says very plainly in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." That means to the wrath of God, "but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Some parents say, "I believe children ought to make up their own minds." Actually, parents teach their children every day whether or not they utter a single word of instruction. Parents, the responsibility for the training of your children is clearly yours. It is not the state. It is not the federal government. It is not anybody but yours, individually, that you need to teach your children. This all stems from the parent-child relationship, as we read in the book of Proverbs 23 and verse 26, where Solomon said, "My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways." Solomon is clearly stating here that his children have responsibility to look at him and Him alone. Every child needs parents that love them. Every child needs parents that teach them the correct Word of God. And they will understand that. A child knows the parents' love for them. Another thing that we want to notice is when Solomon said in Proverbs 23 and verse 26, "Give me thine heart." Is this a legitimate request? Is it proper to expect such a request to be granted? The answer to that question is yes. But why does a parent have the right to say, "My son, give me thine heart"? First of all, it is because of the established principle, like father, like son. You know that this is true. After all, is there a better person to whom a boy or a girl can entrust their heart? Think of this. Is there a better person? Absolutely, there is no better person in the world than a parent that can teach their children the truth of the Word of God. A preschool child's heart is tender and easily influenced. The confidence and respect for parents from the older child and the teenager is best established during early childhood. Mom and Dad, listen. If you do not take advantage of winning your child's heart, the competition will. What competition? The competition of television, the competition of comic books, the competition of neighborhood gangs, sex perverts, drug pushers, the liquor industry. All of these are competing for the heart of your child. It is absolutely the truth that the world is after your child. The world wants to cause your child to be listening to them more than they listen to you. Many parents do not understand this very vital truth at all. But this is the reason why there's so many delinquent children in this world today. Because they have delinquent parents. I mean, that's the truth of it. It's sad to say, but many children do not even know who their mom and dad is. That is a terrible travesty. And it hurts a child. There's another very important reason why a godly father should request his son's heart. That is the wickedness of the human heart. The Bible states in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Listen, moms and dads, what seed thoughts do you want planted in the heart of your innocent child? That's for you to determine, since you have the first opportunity to win the heart of your offspring. To ask of your son or your daughter, "Give me thine heart," is not a selfish request. It is a sensible request. Also, it is a scriptural request. For as you win the heart of your son to yourself, you will also be able to direct that heart into the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, as a parent, today's message has definitely been very thought-provoking to hear about the raising of children and the things that we need to be watching for. And it's just a great reminder and encouragement to us. And we've been praying that it would also be a blessing to you. Now, if you know someone that would be interested in this message, then be sure and remind them that part two will be covering right here next Sunday, and they can listen to this week's message on our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Well, we're quickly coming down to the end of our time this morning, but we do want to invite you to attend services with us. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Services this morning will begin at 10 a.m., and then our afternoon services start at 3:45. Please accept our thanks for your attention this morning, and we look forward to sharing another message from God's Holy Word next Sunday at 8 a.m.